In 2004, Aristide was essentially kidnapped with the assistance of Canadian troops, and that brought an end to the popular democracy in Haiti.
This coup was not conducted by Haitians. Although you may see Haitians with guns, this is Bush with Chirac, with Martin
working together. If France returned the $22 billion that it owes to Haiti, because that money was stolen from Haiti, there would be no need for all this.
Let me talk about Haiti in a way you never heard. Engaging against those raping the world, taking every word. Maybe you heard about the case, we should all be greatly disturbed. The history of Haiti is a world treasure, should be celebrated everywhere as the first ever. Slave revolt on a scale so great, they turned a colony to an independent state. But instead of straight applauding and exalting, they're robbing and mauling in all the states. Back to when France had the nerve to charge an ex-slave for the loss of the colony cost. And no apology for all of these faults. Root cause of the violence and the poverty is not internal conflict, as we're taught. But the sickness is brought by the outside onslaught, telling you the trouble is due to bad governance, true that. But it's never discussed, too bad. Can't discover, cover in the news that. Who gives the dictators power? They do that. Canada, US, France, and the UK back dictators, and they all think it's okay. Long as they get money, get paid. Poor people stay hungry or get slayed. Haitians won't take it, and neither shall Canadians storm in the streets and inform the elites. Won't be no peace till we all get a peace. War with police till the poor meet their needs. Till the storm, we go leader, the illiterate breed, and everybody benefits against devilish greed. When Aristide was taken, you could smell it in the air again. The stench of an American coup.
Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny. Poor people must be free. Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny.
Failed and Aristide won in 1990, but in 91 the US backed a coup. Military rule of Raoul Cedras, but the shit wasn't cool. He was too cruel, even for the United Snakes. So they came with a new smiling face. Bill Clinton was like, let me help a brother out. Aristide, I'll make you the president again, my friend. All you gotta do is suck your country out. But a regal leader couldn't be pushed around, so they had to mush him, George Bush him down in 2004. Pushing troops right down to the door, kidnapped the president and lied to the world, depriving the poor the authority to rightfully buy any war. With friends like these, who needs enemies? Guns with the UN killing poor people in the slums, unarmed women and children slaughtered. This is what they call restoring order. Canucks think a government is coming with peacekeeping. Keep reading the papers and conveying of this feeling, but the sad facts of the matter are Canada acts as a vampire, corporate interest and foreign investment, morally profit of war and oppression. We shouldn't just cancel the debt, it's crazy. Reverse the debt and pay it back to Haiti. And all things prevail, and it's evident they're already trying to discredit the president. But around the world, we shout out daily, Canada,
poor
US, France, out of Haiti.
Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny. Poor people must be free. Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny.
The United States was invading Haiti, it was also about the responsibility to protect. The text that was coming out of the United States and the caricatures that were being made to justify the presence of the US was of the same nature, presenting the Haitian people as other and as barbaric. In other words, we're sending in Tarzan to save the natives from themselves. This racist type of terminology that we saw in 1915, we see here quoted in the National Geographic, defining Haitians as a horde of naked niggers in need of energic Anglo-Saxon influence. Of course, this is the language that was used in 1915, but it's the same crap in 2006, except that now we use terminology like, what are we against? Visible minorities.
Poor people must be free, fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny. Poor people must be free, fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny.
Soleil said when a journalist came and asked them, what can we do outside of Haiti to help you? He said, go out there and tell them that we are human beings. Thank you very much.